Send money, WHO appeals for quick $1.5 plus billion in additional funding. By Simon Kent on January 15, 2024. The World Health Organization, WHO, on Monday issued an appeal from its Geneva, Switzerland, headquarters for upwards of $1.5 billion in additional funding to respond to health crises it sees evolving around the world. "We aim to reach some 87 million people with life-saving humanitarian assistance this year," said WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, Reuters reports. "To do this, we need support totaling $1.5 billion. And we need this funding to arrive as early as possible and with as much flexibility as possible. A reactive approach is not enough." Tedros went on to say the money is needed quickly by the United Nations agency and will be used to protect the health of the most vulnerable populations in 41 emergencies around the globe in 2024. He further promised every $1 invested in WHO delivers a return on investment of at least $35, although he did not give evidence to support his claim of the investment return. The U.S. has been the WHO's top individual donor in recent years, with Washington contributing more than $400 million to the organization in 2020. The U.S. taxpayer funds came at the start of the pandemic, and the resulting handling of the crisis by the organization quickly led to calls for Tedros to resign. The public health body's budget was set at $6.83 billion in 2023, designed to hold over the next 2 years, including a 20% hike in mandatory membership fees. The administration of U.S. President Donald Trump announced plans to defund the WHO in April 2020 due to the organization's severely mismanaging and covering up of the severity of the Chinese coronavirus in late 2019 and early 2020. The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden restored funding to the WHO in January 2021. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.